everybody. It is me, yeah, boy, Stu McAllister. With me, as always, are the dogs. I got Ween Dog in the cage chewing on a rawhide. Sadie Dog just wandered into the kitchen. I didn't give her a rawhide. I gave her like a begging strip or whatever. She can chew on those easy enough. No idea where the cats are. Possibly shitting on my bed. I don't know. Possibly shitting on my bed. But how was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Mickey. I hope it was. Why? Because today is Monday, March 18th, 2024. Quattro. Hopefully it was a good day at work, a good day at school, a good day doing whatever the fuck you do on a motherfucking Monday. If it wasn't good, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, and tomorrow is Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Do you guys still do Taco Tuesday? Takeout Tuesday? I know I ask that a lot. I haven't done takeout in forever. I've never been the takeout guy. Whatever. It's all good. If you're new to the podcast, first, thank you for listening. Appreciate you listening. I don't know why you're listening, but you are. It's great. Let me know how you found this podcast if you're new. I don't imagine any of you guys are new. This is a very niche podcast. I have approximately 6 people who listen to this podcast. That's it. I don't foresee this podcast growing in listenership. I gain one and then I lose 2. That's seemingly how it works. But thank you for listening. I was a comedian for a long time, a social worker for a longer time, and now I make mistakes. And that mistake is working for your West Michigan Whitecaps single A baseball team for your Detroit Tigers. How about that? Selling Dippin' Dots all over the great state of motherfucking Michigan. Today I was in the Detroit area. Technically, the route I run is called Warren, the Warren route. So I was in like Warren and Birmingham and Fraser and I think Sterling Heights. I was in a lot of surrounding areas of Detroit. But before I get into it, I'd like to remind you guys again that we will be doing the live podcast for the Patreon, a live podcast for the 1,000th episode of the Patreon on Saturday, April 13th. Now, there is a Facebook Evite, so if you've liked the page, you'll see the Evite. You should. If you can respond to that, that would be great. It just kind of will help me know the numbers. I'm not expecting any more than 20 tops. Now, maybe it'll get bigger. I'm just trying to plan accordingly, but I'm believing it'll be 20 tops. But if you guys can respond to it, that would be great. It's going to be a good time. Graham Van Boccarino will be there. Matt Harper will be on the ones and twos, whatever that means. We'll play some games. I believe Adam and Stephanie House from the Sunday Slaw and Forest Entry podcast fame will be there. I believe maybe we'll do some coleslaw tasting with them. Maybe I'll eat something gross. Maybe we'll do a Q&A. We'll see. I want to try and make it fun for you. And I was emailing with emailer Jason yesterday, and he said he'll be there. And I was talking about it, trying to prepare it. I was like, oh, yeah, I got to try and, you know, have some games, interactive stuff with the people who are there. I want everyone to have a good time. And he was like, games? What are you trying to turn into free beer and hot wings? Which free beer and hot wings is a morning radio show that happens here in Grand Rapids. And I have not listened to those guys in forever. It's been many, 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 many years since I've listened to those guys. I've tried. And when I do listen, I the show's not for me. If the show's for you, great. We all have our different tastes and everything. I have zero problems with any of those guys. I don't have any problems with them at all. I'm just not a fan of the show. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. There's too many voices. I've always found the best radio show would have like three people tops. You know, that seems to be the thing of like you got the main guy, then you got the sidekick, and then it's usually like the chick. There's the side chick for balance, right? And that works. It's a tried and true formula. But when you start getting more and more people, which Free Beer and Hot Wings seemingly did, it loses some weight, particularly if you're a casual listener like myself, because I'm always like, who the fuck is talking? All their voices kind of sound the same. Who the fuck is talking? Why are they talking? What are they saying? This is all bullshit. And then I stop listening. This is bullshit. I yell at the radio, this is bullshit, which is what I assume a lot of people do when they listen to this podcast, but whatever. So we'll see what'll happen. Now, I have someone coming into town to watch, Michael from Rhode Island. He's coming from Rhode Island. Now, there is a certain level of pressure that I now have that I need to perform and entertain in a positive manner. And I am feeling a sense of failure. I will not succeed. I will not meet his expectations, and he'll be like, fucking Christ. Christ out of cracker. I will not fucking ever come back to Michigan to listen to a dumb podcast. And I wouldn't blame him. But he's coming in. He's coming in from Rhode Island. There's him and his girlfriend, apparently. They're coming in. They're going to see the greater sights and sounds of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I think it's his first time to the west side of the state, at least. So that's good. It should be a good time. Good time. Good time. Also, if you guys would like a Elemental Podcast t-shirt, I am selling them on my TeePublic store. It is easier for me to do it that way. Then you can decide what size you want, what color t-shirt you want. And then if you don't want a t-shirt, they got like hoodies and coffee mugs and stickers and magnets and whatever. So if you would like any of that nonsense, it's on my TeePublic store. It's just easier. Like, I mean, I can always try to get an order, and then I have it, and then it's a pain in the ass, and then I got to get it to people, and I got to mail it to people. TeePublic does it all. So if you think I'm getting rich off of TeePublic, I told people on the Patreon, I'm not. I get like $2 a shirt. So I'm not getting rich. It would be nice to just kind of break even. So if you guys are interested and inclined, that would be spectacular. That would be awesome. All right, a bit of the commercials. I listen to a bunch of podcasts, and there's one that I listen to. It's usually somewhere between 13 and 15 minutes long. It's a news podcast. And the first 2 minutes are just commercials. I'm like, fuck. Now I realize that podcasts like that need to make money. It's called Up First, and it's an NPR podcast. So they ain't making shit. So they got to have these commercials. But I'm always like, dear fucking God, if your podcast is 13 minutes and 2 minutes of it is fucking commercials, I feel gypped. Your podcast is 11 minutes. This podcast is normally somewhere between 40 and 50 minutes with limited commercials. And by limited commercials, I mean, maybe I'll talk about something else, but I'm not even fucking getting paid for it. Fuck. Fuckity fuck. Fuckity fuck. So, all right. Dippin' Dots today. Warren, I woke up early. I woke up at like 4. And I was like, you know what? Let's just fucking get up and go. Let's fucking go do this shit. Because that's the, like, the one perk about the job. There's a couple. This is one of them. Like, I can go into work anytime I want, as long as I get the shit done. Like, and normally you just gotta plan it right. There's weird shit, but since I'm driving to Detroit area, it's like a 2-hour drive one way. So, and everything I was doing pretty much today was gas stations. I had gas stations and 2 fucking hockey rinks and an arcade. The guy who runs the arcade is just such a fucking weirdo. He's very, very particular. And he's particular in just a weird, dumb way. I just look at him and I shake my head. I'm like, I don't know what to do with you, buddy. But whatever, he's a fucking weirdo. Everybody's a weirdo. Everybody's a weirdo. So, going about the day went quick because I started the route on Friday. It's because it's a big route. If I did everything in one day, it would easily be a 12 to 14 hour day. It's just a big day. So I was able to do a lot of it on Friday, and I finished it up today. And then he's like, get a hold of the old man. So I get a hold of the old man. He's doing his route over that way. I was like, old man, I'm done. You need me to do anything? Can you go to Oakland University and do the 3 spots there? Yes, sure. I will go to Oakland University and I will do the 3 stops there. How about that? And he's like, all right. And I go and I do it and it was easy peasy. And I drive home and I get back to the warehouse and the new boss is, he's painting fenders. We got a new trailer and he's painting the fenders for it. He's painting them black. I don't know why. And because when I pulled into the garage, I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm getting high. And I'm like, yeah, you are. Because I smelled him in the van with the window still rolled up. I was like, fucking hell, what? There's no ventilation in this thing. Open a goddamn door, you fucking lunatic. You're killing your brain cells. Apparently, the big boss man this weekend used the trailer, and he fucked up a lot of shit. Apparently, he fucked up the trailer. He fucked up one of our chest freezers, and he's a guy who doesn't normally do that shit. And by do that shit, I mean deal with the freezers and deal with the trailer, and he fucked it up. And I was like, yeah, it's because he doesn't do it very often. So he's like, he's got to come over here and do some shit every now and then. And you know what? He won't. he won't. Oh, whatever. 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 So today when I got home, for some reason, the mailman left 2 packages by my side door. Didn't put them in the mailbox. Now, I have a mailbox that's very big, and it can hold packages, and it could hold the packages that the mailman brought by. But I don't understand it. But one of the packages had my name, and it said Stu and Larry McAllister. Now, Larry is my cat, one of my cats, but I'm not believing that this is for me and my cat Larry. Nobody's sending anything to me and my cat, Larry. Maybe, but I doubt it. So I open it up, and inside were 3 luchador masks. And if you don't know what a luchador is a professional wrestler, usually of Mexican heritage, and they wear these masks while they wrestle. And they're usually very colorful and they're decorated and ornamental. They're very cool. They're very cool masks. And I own several of them. I own 2 Buffalo Bill masks, and I think I owned like 5 regular luchador masks. And then now I got these 3 more. And I have no idea who the fuck sent them to me. No idea. So I make a post about it on the Twitter, and this is what I need to tell you guys. I live a double life on Twitter. I have convinced people on Twitter that I make donuts for a living. I am the donut man on Twitter. And my boss on Twitter is an asshole, and his name is Larry. Why did I name my boss Larry? I don't know. I love the name Larry. It's just a fucking goofy name. So it got me thinking, all right, so this is probably somebody from Twitter. And I did some deductive logic. And I found out who mailed me these masks. He's a guy that I buy football cards from on a regular basis. And he was, so I asked him, I was like, dude, did you send me these masks? And he's like, yep. And he's like, yeah, it came through on like a thread that I was involved in. And this guy had some masks. And it's like, I thought you will own some masks. And I was like, oh, shit. All right, I'm going to buy these masks for Stu. So he did. So it was very nice of him to do. It was a random act of kindness. So he's a good dude. I need to cut back on buying cards. I'm not going to lie. But I feel like I should continue to buy from him. He goes by, what is his Twitter handle? I think it's like the autograph guy, the autograph man. Oh, it's this. hold on. Hold, please. Hold, please. His Twitter handle is the real PD21, but his name is like the autograph man. So that's what he does. He sells cards, football, baseball, basketball cards with autographs. So I've bought many cards from him. They're always very nice at a reasonable price. He's a good guy to deal with. He knows me as a comedian as well. So he asked me questions about comedians that he can go see. So if you're on Twitter and you want to buy sports cards, he is a good guy to buy sports cards from. So there we go. There we go. So that's it. Normally I ramble a whole lot longer, but I don't have a whole lot to ramble about because it was just kind of a long day at work. I did fuck up my punch clock, though. I don't know if it was because I got in early and I was just distracted or what, but apparently I never punched in. So when I punched out when I left, it was like, oh, you punched in. But I was like, God damn it. So now I figured out how much time I work, like a little over 10 hour a day. Now I got to wake up at like 1:30 to like, you can't see me, air quote, punch out. I suppose I could just tell my boss, but sometimes I just don't want to fucking deal with it. I just don't want to fucking deal with it. I just don't want to fucking deal with it. So I won't. I'll just do that instead. So there we go. There we go. So Grand Rapids, yesterday, we did get a water boil advisory, right? I was like, oh my God, do I live in a third world country where I gotta boil my water? Now, apparently some places, like, the water pressure's not even there. So not only are they, like, boiling water to do whatever, they're also, there's no water to, like, take a shower, I guess. It has something to do, like, now I didn't find out about it, the reason why, until today, the advisory happened yesterday. And thank God. Thank fucking God I am not in the area where the boiling of the water advisory is happening. I'm very, very close because they're like east of 131, and I am east of 131, and then they're like Hall Street, and I'm like, ah, fuck, Hall Street's like a block over from me. I'm like, fuck. But then it was like north of Hall Street, and I'm like, yes, finally, living in the shithole side of town is paying off. I live south of Hall Street, so I don't have to boil my water or any of that shit, which is nice. But I found out today that it was like a water main break happened. Now, how the fuck does that happen? How does like a pipe burst? Is it just like, are we like Flint and we got lead pipes? I know I personally have a lead pipe, ladies. Jokes like that, you can expect at the live podcast, everybody. So does it just like burst? What happens? But apparently they're not going to get it fixed until like Wednesday. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. I'm not sure I could handle that. Handle that till fucking Wednesday? 3 days of having to boil your water? Now, I just think of like my pets more. Like I'd have to boil the water to fucking give it to them for something to drink. I can go 3 days without taking a shower. That's fucking child's play. I've gone 3 months without taking a shower. No, that's a lie. I don't know how long the longest I've gone without taking a shower. After a while, though, it's like your hair just gets all fucking greasy and shit, and you're like, God damn it. I need some goddamn Old Spice shower gel. I need that 7-in-1 Old Spice shower gel. You can use this shit to wash your body and wash your hair, and you can brush your teeth with it, and you can use it to do the dishes, and you can change your oil with it, and you can give your dog a bath, and you can use it to clean the floor. So that's what I fucking want from my shower gel. I want it to be able to do fucking everything. That's what I want. I don't understand when people give you shit about like, they're like, oh, you shouldn't use 2-in-1s or 3-in-1s. And I'm always like, why not? I'm multitasking here. I'm fucking saving time. I'm fucking saving the planet. It's like less fucking plastic to deal with. What are you talking about? This is the greatest shit of all time. Greatest shit of all time. So I have like the 3-in-1 Suave. That's what I use because it's cheap as fuck. Ladies, I use Suave. Hey, why do you smell like shit? Oh, that's not shit. That's Suave. That's Rico Suave. Oh, I did forget to tell you this. This is all the dumb shit that I got to deal with at work. We've long-time listeners know, but we have acquired a lot of accounts from corporate. We, as the franchisee, we drive all over the state. And so corporate was like, we're done with these shit fucking accounts in Detroit. You could have them. And so the White Caps were like, oh, fuck yeah. But then I'm like, well, you never need to go, people who make this decision. I fucking go and deal with these shitty fucking gas stations. I went into a gas station once in like Detroit. And normally when you go in, you just find the freezer and then you're dealing with the freezer. And then you go up to the counter to deal with the register jockey and you tell them what's what. Because they don't know shit from fuck or fuck from shit. So I did that. And as I'm doing stuff, you know, I'm cleaning out, scraping it out and all that. This guy, he calls me over. He's like, hey. I'm like, yeah. He's like, come over here. And I'm like, okay. And I went over there. And he's like, you got to check in with us first for your safety. And I was like, my safety? And he's like, yeah, someone might come over and like punch you. And I was like, why would they punch me? Why? Maybe we shouldn't sell Dippin' Dots if I'm going to fucking be in here and someone's going to punch me. I'm bringing you ice cream. Who's punching the ice cream man? This is ridiculous. But that's what the guy said. And I kind of chuckled about it because I did tell him like, oh, I'd like to see a guy punch me because then I'd like to see what would happen. I would like to see what the response would be from yours truly. But I go to this account, the shit account in Fraser, and I went to it last month. And all the product in it was shit. And this guy's got like chicken cutlets in it. And I'm like, ah, fucking hell. So I go talk to the guy. I was like, hey, man, you realize all your product's shit? And he's like, yeah, I need credit. And I said, well, we, as the franchisee, did not sell you that. So we are not going to give you a credit. You need to get a hold of corporate. Now, you can do whatever the fuck you want with that product, but you're probably not going to sell it because it's all just frozen and shit. And I was like, I can sell you real product if you want. And the guy's like, oh, I don't have a check here for you. And I was like, okay, well, then I guess we're at a standstill here, buddy. I'll give you my boss's card. You can deal with him. You can call corporate, and you can get it taken care of. Otherwise, I'll see you next month, bitch. And so next month was today. I come in, I go in, and everything is still shit. And there's still chicken cutlets in there. I'm like, all this shit's got to be bad, dude. This is, a Demidat freezer is so much colder. You just can't have shit in here. And so I go and I talk to him. This guy's like, yeah, I need credit from that. I'm like, well, I can't give you credit. And, you know, what do you want? I told you this last time. Why did you not call anybody? I understand that you don't give a fuck. But when I'm here, now's not the time to give a fuck. Because apparently you didn't do any of your homework. You didn't do your assignment, you dick. So we're just going in circles again. And I was like, all right, man. Let me go give you my boss's card again. And then you can call him. And so he's like, all right, I'll call him. Can you sit here and wait with me when I call him? Sure. My boss isn't going to tell you anything different than what I just told you. Because you know what? He's the one who told me to tell you this shit. And so he calls my boss. And he does fucking exactly what I said. He told him, yeah, we can't give you credit. We didn't sell you this shit. It's kind of like if you buy stuff from Coke and stuff goes bad, you just don't ask the Pepsi guy to give you credit, right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. And then he's talking about the check. He didn't have a check for me or anything. So I said, listen, man, get a hold of your boss or whoever the fuck you get a hold of and get a check and then let us know. And then we can come back and we can deal with this shit. And he's like, okay. I'm like, why did we not do this last month, you fucking idiot? Fucking hell, it's going to start getting warm. Gonna start getting warm, and then motherfuckers are gonna want their goddamn ice cream. They're gonna want some fucking ice cream. They're gonna want some fucking ice cream. All right, my computer went to sleep. My computer. Jamie will not be at the live podcast, but the intention is to fucking call her maybe and see what happens. See if we can do a phoner. Do a phoner with her. Phone her, buddy. All right. There's this article here. Now, I don't know if you're a parent. I am not a parent. I don't know what would make you a good parent. What in your brain, if you're a parent listening, what makes you a good parent, right? You and your spouse, the other parent, probably, hopefully. The mom and the dad, the two of you are together. Now, I know that doesn't happen a lot. Like, people get divorced or they break up or something happens. A good portion of the time, the dude's a deadbeat and he disappears. This is what I'm going to tell you, ladies. Stop fucking deadbeats, okay? If a guy already has children and he's not taking care of them, don't let him put his wiener in your hoo-ha, okay? No wing-wang in the hoo-ha. If the dude's a deadbeat, if he's a good old DB, you tell him to go fuck himself. You're out. I don't care how hot he is. I don't care how many free drugs he gives you. We need to stop having deadbeats. Okay? You ladies with me? I would yell at the guys, but I'm a guy in solidarity with the bros. Well, first off, I would tell dudes to stop fucking if they can't take care of their kids, right? You fucking wear a condom or some shit. I'm telling you, like they always make jokes about how dudes wouldn't take contraceptives if it was available, and I'm like, fuck, really? Dudes wouldn't? Fucking, how awesome would it be for a fucking dude to just, I don't know, take a pill, drink a protein shake, something, I don't know, and then not have to worry about impregnating ladies? Oh my God, it'd be the best, right? No dude is like, you know what I love? I love fucking with condoms. No dude is like that. No fucking way. So it's I don't know, it's weird. I know the stereotype is all dudes are irresponsible, but I don't know, man. I don't buy it. I do not buy it. But what makes a good parent? Communication? Discipline? Understanding? What else? What am I missing? What am I missing, parents? Not being their friend? I'll say that. I see too many parents who are like, oh, I want to be my kid's friend. Fuck that. Your kids can get friends of their own. They don't need you to be their friend. They need you to kind of like lead them and guide them and push them in a correct way. They don't fucking need you to be a friend. Now, you can be friendly or whatever, but I don't think that you need a fucking friend. I think that's bullshit. And it's always weird to me, too, when I hear adults, grown-ass adults, say their best friend is their kid. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I don't think it should be that way. Even into, like, adulthood, when you can have conversations, like, real conversations with their kids, it's still weird to me when they're like, oh, yeah, my kid's my best friend. I'm like, oh, what, are you a fucking loser? Then I just want to ask the kid. I'm like, so who's your best friend? And if they say their parent, then I'm like, what's wrong with you? You've been brainwashed. No fucking way should a parent be a kid's best friend. That's incorrect in my brain. But I'm reading an article that says, psychologist reveals 5 subtle signs that your partner wouldn't make a good parent. So listen in. Parents, new parents, wannabe parents, whatever. Oh, I'm going to tell you this while I'm thinking about this. I'm longtime listeners and Patreon subscribers know that I'm on some dating sites now. And one, it's funny. I bitched about guys named Tony. I said no dudes named Tony are worth anything. They ain't worth shit. Tonys are dicks. I'm on the Facebook dating site, which is fucking worthless. But there's a thing on the Facebook dating site where you can have, like, friendships. Like, you can just approach people and go, hey, do you want to be friends? Would you like to be friends? You can come over and we can have chips and mom will fucking make us bologna sandwiches. We can be friends. That's weird to me, right? Like, that's weird. Like, adults trying to make friends on a dating site, on a social media site. It's just odd. I don't understand it. But I wake up this morning with a notification. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, something happened. I'm like, nope, it's a friendship. And it's friendship from a dude named Tony. Fuck you, Tony. Fuck you. I don't understand this. This is like the days of poking. You remember that on Facebook? You would poke somebody. I never quite understood that. But it's like this guy, he poked me. Hey, you want to be friends? My name's Tony. And I was like, fuck you, Tony. I do not. He lived in like North Muskegon, which is a good 45 plus minutes away. I'm not driving 45 plus minutes away to meet a dude to see if we could be friends and our moms will let us have a sleepover. Fuck that shit. Fuck you, Tony. I'm sorry to reject you, Tony, but no. All of his pictures, I was curious. I was like, what? What's going on with this guy? All of his pictures were like him and other dudes. I'm like, Tony, you got buddies. How many do you need? You need like maybe 2-3 tops. You don't need a guy in Grand Rapids to be your buddy. Fuck off, Tony. Fuck off, Tony. Alright. Alright. Oh, the reason I brought it up too is the other one that I'm on too many. They let you see, like, you can message people and it lets you see if the person like read your message. And I now have 7 women who have read my messages, because I kind of do it. I'm not going to lie. I do it shotgun style, because I'm just like, all right, I'm going to message as many people as I can. Now, I'm not messaging everybody. I'm not doing that. Like, I'm like, oh, this person looks okay. Yeah, this person looks all right. Because the goal is, like, all right, let's just meet and like we'll get coffee and we'll be good, right? And so I got seven women who have seen my message and not a single fucking one has written back or anything. I'm like, God damn it. I'm basically like, I'm just commenting on whatever on their profile. And I'm like, hey, yeah, if you want to get coffee, let's get coffee. Because I feel like that's what it should be. You can only do so much messaging back and forth on social media or whatever. It's like, just fucking, we got to get fucking back face to face and talking. And then if you don't fucking like whatever's sitting in front of you, then you're like, all right, no harm, no foul. And there we go. And it's just, it's weird to me. Seven of them. Seven. Well, they're all like, no. They're like, nope. They're all probably shitty parents. That's going to be my assumption. These bitches, they're probably Tony with an I. They're all shitty parents. But all right. Subtle signs telling you that your partner is going to be a shitty fucking parent. All right. Number one, they're bad at setting boundaries. Yes. Yes. That is a fucking thing that you need. You need to let the kids know, first off, who's the boss? I am the boss. These are the fucking rules. If you don't like these fucking rules, get the fuck out. I don't give a shit that you're six. You fucking get a job. You fucking get your own place now. You're out. These are my fucking rules. Research shows that failure to set boundaries with children can have a negative impact on a child's emotional development. So yes, set fucking boundaries. Number two, they micromanage you and others. Oh my fucking God. Anyone who fucking micromanages me can fucking micromanage that door as it hits them in the ass. Fuck off. Fuck off. Stanford scientists found that the children whose parents micromanaged them as opposed to allowing room for them to make their own mistakes had a harder time building cognitive and emotional skills. Children need guidance, but they need the space to build their own skill sets. So yeah, stop trying to fucking control everything, you control freak. Sometimes shit's just out of our control, and that's okay. That's all right. They don't pull their weight with chores. Oh, my God. You're right. Modeling how to share chores for your children so that they're able to handle their own is a vital way of teaching them responsibility. Right? Like, I've never necessarily felt like, all right, these are the men's chores and these are the women's chores. As a dude who's lived on my own a good portion of my life, like, I gotta fucking do everything, right? So, if I want something done, it's gotta be me. So, I gotta learn how to fucking cook and fucking do laundry and clean the house and do all that kind of shit. And if shit needs to get fixed, I try to fix it. And then more often than not, I make it worse. And then I gotta have a real man come over, but fuck. I have a real man named Tony come over and fix it. Fuck. So, yes, do your chores. Show your kids how they're supposed to be done. All right? Do that. They feel emotions very intensely. Oh, my God. If your partner is unable to calm themselves down, they might not be the best at helping your future child do so well. Modeling a calm demeanor is crucial to helping kids develop into well-adjusted adults. Now, I felt like as I've gotten older, my emotions get the better of me. I fucking, like, freak out. I would have been a better parent in my 20s than I would now in my 50s. It should not be that way. You would think I'd fucking have my shit together, but I don't. So, yes, get your shit together. Don't be emotionally dysregulated. Be emotionally regulated. Regulators ride. All right. They struggle to relate to your feelings. Yes. You need to be empathetic. Lacking empathy is a cornerstone trait of narcissist personality disorder. Oh, my God. Children raised by parents with this trait tend to have a lower self-esteem and problems developing healthy relationships. Empathy is a key skill for knowing how to best to comfort and communicate with children. Yes, we need to understand these things. even though shit might be dumb, and you understand that shit's dumb, you fucking got to come at it from the perspective of the child. So if any of your partners, whether you have a boyfriend or husband, wife or girlfriend or whatever, fuck, you fucking get that shit straight. Get that shit straight. All right, one more thing. What do we got here? Oh, my God. All right, I saw this, and I was just like, are you fucking shitting me? Are you shitting me? This is an Are You Shitting Me article. This is from Taiwan. The great country of Taiwan. I had a roommate in college my freshman year. I had a roommate who was from Taiwan. And all of it was very weird. There was a lot of cultural shit going on that I had to deal with. I never had to deal with something like this before. I was too young of a man to deal with this shit. He like Taiwan is an island nation, and so a lot of their diet is seafood, fish. And this guy, fucking hell, he would have a lot of seafood in the room, and it would smell like shit. Oh my God, I had a talk with him about it, and I don't know if I handled it incorrectly or if he handled it incorrectly. But he got mad at me, and he threw out all of his food in the garbage, and he stormed out. And it was one of those things where I'm like, I didn't want him to throw shit out. I just wanted the fucking smell to be not as prevalent. When you're trying to pick up chicks, which my freshman year of college I was not doing, you can't bring them back to your room that smells like stank. But anyway, this guy in Taiwan is a 23-year-old man. He tried to do a scam. You know, a lot of young people try to do a scam to get ahead. This guy's scam, though, I couldn't fucking believe what he did. What the thought process was. Because there's no fucking way in hell I would do what this guy did. Now, I'm fucking going to reveal too much in the beginning. But his scam didn't work. He got fucking caught. He got caught. The scam was, I am going to get frostbite, and I'm going to have my legs amputated. This is a scam. This is what they're thinking. I'm going to get my legs amputated, and then I'm going to get an insurance payout of like $1 million. Now, I'm going to tell you, everybody, I'd rather have my goddamn legs than fucking, all right, I have $1 million, but now what the fuck do I do with it? Buy a really nice fucking wheelchair? I have fucking better parking spots now, I guess, but fuck. So what he did is this guy, he soaked his feet for 10 hours in a bucket of dry ice. Now, me working with Dippin' Dots, I deal with dry ice regularly, right? And dry ice is no fucking joke. I don't know how this guy fucking allowed his feet to be in a bucket with dry ice for 10 hours. Like, I don't understand it. So this guy, this university student in Taiwan, had his legs amputated in hopes of receiving a $1.3 million insurance dollar payout. He's identified only by his last name of Zhang, which is probably Taiwanese for dumb fuck. He got frostbitten so bad that he needed a double amputation. Both his legs are gone. The Bureau said, the Taiwan Criminal Investigation Bureau, said a friend of Zhang's from high school, identified only as Lau, persuaded him to carry out the insurance scam. Now, this guy's in college. He's 23 in college. You'd think he'd be smart enough, or at least fucking would talk to somebody and go, hey, mom, dad, I'm thinking of fucking putting my feet in a bucket of dry ice. Good idea or not? And they're like, oh, my God, we're wasting money sending you to college. You fuck. Just ask people if they'd like to supersize it. That's all you need to know. Jesus Christ. Lau, also 23, suffered losses from trading cryptocurrencies and he tricked Zhang into signing a legal note obligating him to pay about $800,000 per investigators. I'd be like, eat shit, dude. I lost both my legs. You ain't getting fucking shit. On January 26, 2023, Lau and Zhang rode around Taipei on a motorbike at night, wanting to present the claim that Zhang was afflicted with frostbite while riding the vehicle in the late evening. Taiwan's not a third world country. These assholes are acting like it. So they went to the hospital, and medical staff, they were like, nah, this is all weird and goofy. It's summertime, you bitch. Why the fuck are you getting goddamn fucking frostbite? His legs bore no shoe or sock marks, and his injuries appeared symmetrical, which were inconsistent with naturally occurring frostbite injuries. As Taiwan is a subtropical region, cases of severe frostbite requiring amputation were unheard of due to natural climatic conditions. So right off the bat, everything's wrong. When police investigated Zhang and Lau in November, they found the plastic bucket used to freeze Zhang's feet, insurance documents, a white polystyrene box for dry ice, eight mobile phones, and a tablet computer. Lau and Zhang were arrested on January 17th and both charged with fraud. Local media citing prosecutors reported Zhang had claimed $7,200 from one insurer, but the money would be seized. So he didn't even fucking get it. So this guy's got no legs. And he's fucking got no money. What a dumbass. Now I hope Zhang kills Lau. That's all I can hope for. Maybe Lau is Taiwanese for Tony. Fucking Zhang's got to kill him though. That's all I know. Oh my God. I got no legs. I can't go dancing anymore. Tap dancing was my life. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to have to kill you, Tony. Fucking idiot. What would you do for fucking $1 million? Would you give up any body part? Would you give up like a pinky toe? Would you give up a pinky? Would you have someone slice off your ear? What would you do for $1 million? I don't know what the fuck I'd do for $1 million. Fuck. Slice off a nipple? All right. You can call me One Nip Stew. Stewie One Nip. Maybe that'll be a stunt I do at the live podcast. We cut off one of my nips. One of my nip nips. Good old Stewie One Nip. Dear God. All right, that's it. I'm done. Thank you guys for listening to this shit. I don't know why you do, but you did. If you can do me a solid, like the Facebook page, like the Twitter page, that's where you will hear clips of the day. Send it to my listener, Jason. He finds something funny, and he sends me a little clip, and then I post it. He makes the funny. I don't. I don't know what he's going to post, so please do that. Elemental Podcast, Facebook, Twitter, and that's where you will find the Evite. So if you guys are planning on coming, that would be awesome. It's got all the information. So 7 to 9, Saturday, August 13th. I never can remember the address, but it's on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. It's on the Evite. So there we go. Do that. Check out my Mercari store. Check out my T Public store. The T Public store is where you can get the Elemental Podcast t-shirt if you'd like. I will send you the links if you don't know where they are. I will send them to you. If you could consider subscribing to the Patreon, that's the reason for the live podcast. The Patreon is just more. Freebies are Mondays and Thursdays, and I try to Patreon all the other days of the week. So it's a lot of podcasting 7 days a week. So it's Patreon, $5 a month. You can start today if you want. It just goes for 30 days or whatever. Just $5, one less ice smoke and moke in your life. Patreon.com, Patreon.com, Elemental Podcast. You'll see it. Thanks. I appreciate it if you do it. Thank you. And then do the seven things. If you go over to Facebook, check out the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and Stephanie House. They eat a lot of coleslaw together. They like doing Facebook lives of themselves eating coleslaw. and they tell you if it's good or not. So check it out, the Sunday Slaw. And then, because they're not busy enough, they also do a weekly podcast called the 4th Century Podcast. And it's always very relatable stuff. They talk about being married. They talk about raising kids. They talk about dating or courting, all that kind of stuff. So check them out. Spotify, every Tuesday, the 4th Century Podcast. Check out their Facebook page as well. And Adam is really invested into a charity, Alex's Arcade. They're doing a cornhole tournament at One Eye Jackson's Shelby Township. $40 to sign up. So if you like cornhole, and who doesn't, go check out Alex's Arcade Facebook page and sign up April 20th. Please do that. Check out Magic JBM. That's my buddy John Midgley. He is a magician, an artist, a social worker, good dude all around. He's got a page for his magic stuff, so you should check it out. Magic JBM. It's good stuff. Magic JBM. Check out West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. That is a place where you can buy sports cards, trade them, sell them, show them off, whatever. So head over there. You don't need to live in West Michigan. All you need to do is answer the four questions. Answer the four questions and you're in. You don't answer the four questions, go fuck yourself. Your name's Tony. You're out. So West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. And then last but not least on the facial book, Extra Levels Gaming, a video game store in Holt, Michigan. They sell old games, new games, games for any system that you want to play. So if you're a gamer or know a gamer, it's a good place to go check it out. Support the small guy, Extra Levels Gaming. Then over on Instagram, we got Bear Boards and Tables, Bear Like a Grizzly. My buddy Mark makes a lot of cool things out of wood. I finally hung up the sports card frames that he made for me. I finally hung them up on the wall yesterday. So please go check out his stuff on Instagram. You'll find a link to his Macari store, and then you can buy some stuff from Mark. So please do that. Bear Boards and Tables. And last but not least, my main man, Matt Harper. He is on TikTok and Instagram under Matt Harper Art. He's not currently selling anything, but he does have a comedy shows coming up. He promotes and produces comedy shows in Hastings, Michigan. And the next one that he has is going to be on May 4th at the Waldorf Pub. So I've seen shows there before. I've performed on shows there before. It's a great place to go. So if you live in the Hastings area, go check out the show May 4th. It'll be a lot of fun. So please do that. Otherwise, I'm done, everybody. Thank you for listening to this horseshit. I will be back tomorrow for another Patreon. Or I will see you guys on Thursday for the next freebie. All right, you guys are great. Love you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you. Have a good one. Okay, bye.